Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Niederwerter.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Six new research projects approved by the Swine Health Information Center through a co-funding partnership with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research aimed at advancing swine disease monitoring and mitigation are underway. First of all, just a little bit of background. From where does the funding for this joint research initiative originate? And what's the intent of the funding partnership and how does it work?
Yeah, I think that's really important to talk about because of the leveraging of private and public dollars to really advance the scientific mission of both organizations. So a little bit of background, the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research is an organization that builds public and private partnerships to really fund research addressing food and agricultural challenges. It was funded in the 2014 Farm Bill to really increase public agriculture research investments, help fill knowledge gaps, and then complement what USDA research is focused on. And they have a unique model in that they match any of the federal funding from Congress with private funding, such as pork checkoff dollars through the Swine Health Information Center. And when we partner with FAR, it's really important because it allows us to match the pork checkoff dollars that the Swine Health Information Center receives from producers with public dollars at a one-to-one match. And the mission of the Swine Health Information Center, as you know, is to protect and enhance the health of the U.S. swine herd by minimizing the impact of emerging disease threats, really through analysis of swine health data, as well as targeted research investments. And so when we partner with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, oftentimes it's on priorities that match both of our missions. So thinking about swine health, minimizing emerging disease threats, and of course the benefits to agriculture as a whole. So for this specific new partnership that funded these six research projects, it's a total investment of research dollars of just under $720,000 with a one-to-one match, meaning SCHCC put in half of the dollars through pork checkoff and FAR put in half of the dollars again through those public funds.
What is the nature of the six recently launched projects? Who will be doing the work and where? And how will they advance swine disease monitoring and mitigation?
Yes, the research priorities that these new projects address were really identified through the Swine Health Information Center's plan of work process, where we ask for input, ideas, research priorities from producers, veterinarians, diagnosticians, academic partners, veterinarians. What are their emerging disease priorities? What would assist with earlier and more rapid detection of emerging diseases? How can we mitigate emerging diseases to a greater extent? And so these research priorities were developed through that process. And then we released an RFP requesting proposals from qualified investigators to address these research priorities. And what's really exciting is that the Swine Health Information Center has five strategic areas, and these six projects really span the research priorities across four of them, including improving swine health information, monitoring and mitigating risks of swine health, responding to emerging diseases, and then surveillance and discovery of emerging diseases. These newly funded projects address those research priorities identified through the SCHCC plan of work process and include specific topics such as enhancing integration of production and disease monitoring data so that we can get a more early and rapid early disease warning system in place. It also covers mitigation strategies for airborne diseases such as PRRS and other emerging diseases. development of novel tools and sample types for improved African swine fever virus detection, including recombinant strains, in evaluating sample types such as tongue tips for African swine fever, and then evaluating swine wastewater, taking the lessons learned from COVID-19 and utilizing those lessons to expand our knowledge and our application of swine wastewater to detect emerging diseases more rapidly and really utilize it as a novel diagnostic sample type for emerging diseases.
What are the anticipated time frames for this work?
Each of the six projects are 12 months in duration, and they started between November 2025 and June 2026. So really we'll see results coming in over the next 6 to 12 months. And of course, we'll make those available as soon as we receive them and the investigators have concluded those projects. These six projects are also going to be done by six different principal investigators at three different institutions, including the University of Minnesota, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's National Center for Foreign Animal Diseases, and the Ohio State University. So really, these investigators are advancing these areas of emerging disease detection and mitigation right now.
What is the significance of broad and, in fact, international collaboration on these efforts?
Yeah, I think one of the important characteristics of these six projects are that two are being conducted in Canada at the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's National Center for Foreign Animal Disease with two different investigators. And I think that's really an advantage to thinking about sort of the North American swine industry prevention preparedness. Oftentimes, the priorities across the US and Canadian swine sectors are very similar. And so these two projects are actually looking at novel diagnostic tools for ASF recombinant strains, but also using a novel sample type, tongue tips for ASF. So as we think about a North American prevention and preparedness for African swine fever virus, certainly the colleagues and collaboration for the laboratory in Canada provides a significant advantage really for both countries.
What will this work accomplish? What benefits will be created, and who actually will benefit?
Yeah, we're always thinking about how our research outcomes can apply on farm as quickly as possible for pork producers' benefits. And so, as we think about some of these projects, for example, the integration of production and disease monitoring data to strengthen our ability to detect emerging diseases earlier, if we can develop an automated and timely data integration, analysis, and reporting framework, that allows us to reduce the need for labor as far as data analysis and have an automated approach again to these early disease warning systems that will help us with regards to that data analysis pipeline that can sometimes be slowed down. We could also think about the benefits of airborne disease transmission risks and reducing those risks through new technologies. We typically think about filtration as the gold standard for airborne diseases, but really exciting technology is coming out with regards to electrostatic precipitation in both its ability to bio-exclude or reduce the likelihood of pathogens entering the farm, as well as bio-contain or preventing the spread of pathogens once they've been introduced into the farm. It's really exciting. We also want to advance the diagnostic tools for African swine fever virus. That continues to be one of the greatest risks to North American pork production. And one of the areas is looking at tongue tips as a novel sample type for ASF. But the other study is looking at how do we detect the recombinant genotype 1-2 viruses that we know have emerged in areas of Asia, and want to be able to detect that recombinant strain as quickly as possible should there be an incursion. And then, of course, those wastewater samples. When we think about wastewater, of course, this is a population-based sample type that really represents an entire farm or even potentially a system. And so, as we think about utilizing that sample type, really it has the advantages of taking a segment, a portion of the wastewater, and performing diagnostics on it as a representative sample type for a large number of pigs. So we want to validate that sample type. We want to optimize how it's collected, how it's processed, and how it could be utilized to the greatest advantage to pork producers with regards to really timely diagnostics.
Why is this type of research so important, especially now?
One of the things that Schick really always tries to prioritize is this timely research. So we do our plan of work process annually, but we're always ready to adapt and adjust to emerging disease issues as they come up through the year. So we always want to look at what are the emerging needs. But as we think about this timely research and the rapid turnaround on projects, it really enables Schick to provide those project outcomes that drive action for emerging disease prevention, preparedness, mitigation, and response for the US swine industry. Again, always looking for that actionable data from the project outcomes so that the pork industry stakeholders can apply those on farm, on production sites, across systems to immediately provide that producer benefit.
What have been the advantages of this type of and of this particular funding partnership?
Yeah, one of the advantages to this partnership is, of course, the ability to leverage the dollars and really to double the dollars that we have available for these research priorities. But the other aspect of the advantage to the partnership between FAR and Schick is increasing the breadth of the scientific network that are aware of, that are interested in applying for funding for these partnership opportunities. We always want to think about how we are increasing the workforce development for the swine industry, not only on farm, but also the research network, the innovators that are going to be thinking about the next ideas for the swine industry. And how can we push the innovation with regards to the swine industry from other areas of interest, such as engineering or aerosol technologies. You know, we want to think about having the latest and greatest technologies on our swine farms, and the partnership with FAR really allows us to increase the breadth of that scientific network that's available.
How can anyone interested get more information on this work?
The research projects and the investigators, as well as the institutions, are all listed on our website. If anyone has specific interest on individual projects, I'd encourage them to reach out to the principal investigator. And then we will post any of the research outcomes as they become available on our website, which is swinehealth.org, and make those results available to producers as soon as we receive them.
And is there anything you would like to add?
If you're interested in new and upcoming research opportunities from the Swine Health Information Center, we have a call for research on our website, swinehealth.org, and our newsletter, which comes out the first week of every month, is really the best opportunity to stay up to date with the center's activities.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Megan Niederwerter, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.